Multiple grower meetings have been held across the state to discuss the three bactericides made available to growers by the crisis declaration issued by Commissioner of Agriculture Adam Putnam. Growers have many concerns surrounding these products, such as efficacy rates and economic viability. University of Florida Associate Professor and Extension Specialist Megan Dudney cautions growers to conduct trials on the most valuable blocks and evaluate the efficacy rate of the products before treating their entire grove.
I would be concerned if I were them on not treating every block I've got at the moment. I would try out your most valuable blocks first, see if you see a response, remember to leave some rows that are a control, and see for yourself whether you see a change. And if you think that change is sufficient enough to be economically a benefit to you, and it may take 2 years, then I could say, okay, then let's start evaluating this a bit more closely and saying, okay, yeah, it looks like it's going to really be viable. The moment I would be cautious, just because I'm not sure if we truly are seeing the efficacy. I mean, some of the other presentations did show that it was something that it wasn't a one-time deal. You had to keep reapplying to get any effect whatsoever.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Lizzie Horton.